Welcome to today's Status Update, our weekly look at the world of social media.
Let's begin now.
I'm Mark Saxby, and with me is social media marketer Martin Broadhurst. Today's question is, how do I get myself noticed on Facebook? Martin, we've all seen our news feed. Companies appear, you sign up to a page, suddenly you never see it again. You have friends you think aren't using Facebook anymore, their updates don't appear. Why is it happening?
The first thing that you have to think about in order to be seen on Facebook is you have to actually post content. It's one of the biggest mistakes a lot of people make is that they just don't update frequently enough. But in response to the people that are posting, but you don't notice them, that's due to a Facebook algorithm called EdgeRank, which looks at how often you post and the relationship you have with the person that is posting content.
Who works out this relationship? Surely that should be us.
Well, Facebook does it. There are three aspects to EdgeRank. So there is affinity, which is how close you are with a particular person or page. So, for instance, if I am checked in with lots of locations with some of my best friends or my wife even, Facebook will know that I have a strong relationship with them. So I want to see all of their updates, see more of their updates than somebody I went to school with and I never see anymore.
So that's affinity. I can understand that. What's the other ones?
Well, then we have edge weight. And edge weight is to do with what sort of content you like as an individual. So I read a lot of links. I follow a lot of links on Facebook, but I don't tend to watch a lot of video on my newsfeed. So Facebook will know that I'm somebody who appreciates links to articles and that sort of content, but not someone who particularly cares for videos. So it shows me more links and hides a lot of the videos.
Okay, so that's edge weight. So what else is there?
The third aspect is recency. So that is basically time decay. If I post something at 5 o'clock in the morning, by 9 o'clock in the morning when people are online and actually reading Facebook, my content is going to be falling off the radar, really. So unless it gets lots of likes and lots of comments, in which case it is it's a very hot piece of news, so to speak.
So how do I get my updates, my business updates, to appear on people's radars, on their newsfeed? I mean, you've talked about things I need to do. Is it as simple as just trying to put everything that everybody's needs?
What I would do is mix up the content that you do post. So a lot of companies will just write status updates with just normal text, but then they ought to be thinking about adding a photo, because if you upload a photo and do a wall photo with some text attached to that, you're likely to expose yourself to more people because a lot of people like viewing photos. One other thing to mention is that photo albums tend to get more impressions than photos individually. So try posting photo albums and mix up the content that you get. It's also important to think about the times that you're posting it. What time are people actually going to be online? If your audience is based in the UK, you want to hit people at the key times of 7 in the evening, maybe lunchtime, and before people go to work in the morning. Posting at 12:15 probably isn't time optimized.
And how do I know, briefly, Martin, how do I know that it's working? How do I know that my items are being seen?
So you need to check out your Facebook Insights. Insights can be found on the navigation bar at the left-hand side of the page, in amongst the navigation tabs.
And we'll hear more about Insights in a coming week on the Status Update. And if you want to comment on this podcast, go to statussocial.co.uk.